He is alleged to have orchestrated the counterinsurgency campaign in Darfur, which began in 2003. And that campaign essentially targeted civilians in Darfur who were deemed supportive of rebel groups who had staged an uprising. He's now accused of seven charges of crimes against humanity and war crimes.
The ICC decided against the more contentious charge of genocide, though.
That's right. I mean, this was the most controversial of the charges and the most difficult to prove. The prosecutor, Luis Moreno Ocampo, had said that Bashir was personally involved in masterminding a strategy to wipe out three ethnic groups, the Fur, the Marsalit, and the Zaghawa. But the judges in The Hague decided 2-1 that the evidence he presented did not support that charge at this stage.
What's been the response to this in Sudan?
Well, it's early days. I mean, there is talk of some demonstrations already in Khartoum, and that's certainly expected. Some will be spontaneous and some will be stage managed by the government. Bashir certainly hasn't got friends across Sudan, certainly not in Darfur and in the south. He's not a very popular figure. But there will be some who see this as a sort of attempt to attack Sudan's sovereignty. The big question is how the government will react to this now. Will it clamp down on opposition groups? Will it perhaps target foreigners by expelling them from the country? Will there even be attacks perhaps on UN troops?
What effect will this have on Sudan in the long term? Because Bashir is the first head of state to be sought by the permanent court.
It certainly introduces a measure of political instability and uncertainty in Sudan. Bashir was due to be the ruling party candidate in the election, in a national election later this year. And there is a school of thought which says that his party may try to just move him onto the sidelines, because Sudan really can't have a functioning president who has an arrest warrant over his head. He won't be able to travel internationally without fear of arrest. But again, you know, Bashir is an unpredictable individual, and nobody is quite sure how he and his party will react to this.
And he does have some support from other African states.
He does, African and Arab states. There are some who feel that the ICC perhaps has looked at African cases too much and not other abuses in the rest of the world. And that, you know, this may harm the ongoing peace process in Darfur, which, it has to be said, isn't at a particularly advanced stage at the moment. But there was a feeling that, you know, by giving Bashir perhaps another 12-month stay, you know, he could be given a chance to see what he could do.